OpenServe is more than just SA's largest telecoms infrastructure provider. It's the answer to new ways of doing business, a connection to cutting-edge technology and infinite possibilities. A connection to tomorrow. Connect with us at openserve.co.za.
This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm Duncan MacLeod, and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm on an internet call now with Sean Dipnell, co-founder of the Explore Data Science Academy, to chat about a new program for aspirant fintech entrepreneurs called Explore 10X that the Academy has launched in partnership with Rand Merchant Investments Division, Alpha Code. Sean, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about Explore 10X, please tell me a bit about Explore Data Science Academy. What is your background, and why did you create the academy, and what does it do exactly?
Okay, so I'm a recovering actuary. I spent 15 years in corporate South Africa, chief actuary of Nedbank and Vodacom, you know, doing actuarial things. You know, in that process, I got bored of being an actuary and could see this wave of data science emerging, and B, could see the massive demand for data scientists and the sort of lack of supply that's coming out of South African universities. There was a massive opportunity, we thought, to build a program to deliver data science candidates to corporate South Africa in a very innovative new way. So we've got a very sort of real-world data science academy in Cape Town with 100 students, next year scaling to about 500 students across Joburg and Cape Town. It's basically teaching kids in a very intense way over a year how to be data scientists.
You co-founded it with some other guys as well, I believe?
Yes, there's three of us, myself, Dave, and Aidan. Dave was the head of actuarial science at UCT, so an academic. Aidan is an actuarial practitioner, and I guess I'm somewhere in between. I've been an actuary and lectured at a university.
Okay. Now, you've partnered with Alpha Code. They're part of the whole Rand Merchant Bank stable and have made a number of investments in fintech startups, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about Alpha Code and what they do.
RMI is a phenomenal, investment vehicle. They've sort of seeded Discovery and Outsurance and First Rand and right? I mean, that's almost one of the best, most successful sort of financial backers in the country. They've got Alpha Code, which is a vehicle to fund entrepreneurs and fintech startups. I think they've got about 8 or 9 sort of fintech businesses at various stages, which they're supporting. And we're thrilled to be delivering this program with them and hopefully bring the next wave of entrepreneurs into their funnel.
So how did the two organizations start working together?
Ourself and RMI.
Yes.
Sure. So I guess part, I know some of the people there from our McKinsey days. So, you know, old relationships, and also part just us marketing our various products to, you know, the financial institutions in South Africa.
Okay. Now, the idea behind Explore 10X is to find South Africa's top 20 future fintech entrepreneurs. Tell me about it. How does it work exactly, and what does it involve for the entrepreneurs?
So before I answer the question, just a bit of background. So you know, I guess you know, our North Star as a business is to say, is this massive problem in South Africa, in inverted commas, which is youth unemployment. So we've got millions of youth that are unemployed. Some estimates say 52% of the youth are unemployed. And with Industry 4.0 coming and machines replacing humans, that could get far worse, right? And that sort of creates a big problem for the economy. As a mission statement, we're trying to drive youth employment into South Africa, and particularly digital skills, which are the skills of the future. So in that journey of teaching data science, we teach software, we teach data analytics. You know, one of the obvious insights was, teaching people these skills are important, but probably more important is teaching people to create businesses, right? Mm-hmm. Funding new entrepreneurs and SMEs, etc. So that, I guess, was a point for us to say, let's also teach people how to start businesses. Then to your question, I mean, we're all insurance and financial people, so fintechs we know quite well, and we've built a few ourselves. So the course is basically getting, you know, highly talented people who A, are entrepreneurial, and B, can build sort of applications, i.e. code. And then the process is taking them through a 6-month, very, very intense learning journey where we teach them, you know, how to start a business, like what should your strategy be, you know, how should you construct this thing, what are the economics, what's the modeling, what's the business plan, etc. So there's a sort of a six-week intense how to start up a business. Then there's 4 months intense teaching them how to code, how to build data science, how to do AI, sort of, you know, they got to build this thing. Then after those 6 months, they've learned the tools of the trade. Then it's around them picking an idea. So teams of four will assemble. There'll be an idea to say, okay, well, let's build a peer-to-peer lending platform or a short-term insurance business. And then the next 6 months with a mentor, it's them actually building out that prototype, which is literally a proof of concept. And at the end of that year, they then take those prototypes and business plans to the RMI investment committee, which includes Paul Harris, Laurie Dipuna, all the legends and titans. And then if it's good enough, they'll get funding and go into the alpha code sort of next stage, which is supported and taken to the next level.
So are you specifically looking for people who have ideas rather than have already started to build a business?
Definitely. So Alpha Code have different structures for people who have businesses already. Mm-hmm. We're more taking you right at the start where, you know, I'm young, I'm smart, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to build a business, but you know, help me do this because I'm not quite sure what the next step is.
So are you looking for guys who are straight out of university or are you looking for guys who are in corporate who have got an idea that they want to explore?
I mean, a bit of both. Our entry criteria is, you know, you've got to be under 35 years of age.
Under 35.
And you've got to, you know, show talent, passion, flair, and a great idea. So we're already seeing a combination of both. People 21 outside of university and somebody who's 29 and just stuck in a corporate doing a job that they hate.
So you've already got some applicants coming in. What are some of the ideas that you've seen in broad terms?
So we've definitely got applicants coming in. It's interesting. Some ideas are, you know, a 20-page business plan with a patent in place, and you know they're really sort of thought through this. You know, there's many floating around. But the one is an identity management service, so sort of a single sort of identification record for South Africa. Mm-hmm. And others are just, you know, I'm super smart, straight A's, I can code. He has the sort of five apps I've built in my spare time. This is the hackathon I've won, and I just want to do something entrepreneurial. So, yeah.
Okay. So do the participants pay to be part of this process? What does it involve?
So our model for our data science software in 10X is it's free. So the company sponsors the students. It's free tuition, as well as give them a stipend, which covers living allowances. It's a great platform for somebody to for free go through a process and come out better off on the other side.
Is this a full-time program?
Absolutely. So we get that question a lot. I mean, it's more than full-time. It's like two jobs, right? I mean, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. and you go home, have dinner and do a bit more work.
Okay. All right. So what's in this for you guys? I mean, do you guys have first dibs on potentially investing in these businesses? Does RMI have first dibs on taking equity in some of these businesses if they are selected?
So, I mean, for us, you know, there's this broad mission and passion to drive employment in South Africa. So, you know, truly, that's sort of our number one ambition. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we get paid a tuition fee from RMI, which we make a margin, so there's a profit motive for us. How is the your question? I mean, RMI, and I don't want to speak on their behalf, but my understanding is they want to find the next entrepreneur and then fund and get some sort of equity take. So they definitely get first dibs, not us. We haven't really chatted about it, but I guess you know, after RMI have picked their winners, we may or may not take the losers and take it forward in some way. But for us, it's more just getting talent into the markets and getting a fee and making a margin.
So if I'm an interested entrepreneur, this looks like an interesting program. How do I apply and when do entries close?
So the website is alphacode-explore10x.club. Terry can email you that detail. But anyway, there's a website. On the website, there's an email address. There you send in your CV and your big idea in 750 words. Entries close 31 October, so it's probably 3 weeks left. And then we go through a selection and filtering process, and by the end of November, there will be the top 20. Okay. 31 entries closed, CV plus essay, 750 words.
Yeah. And is there an interview process as well?
Yeah, so we'll probably take the top 40 of that funnel, and then we'll one-on-one interview them with RMR, and then from there, that top 40, pick the top 20.
Okay. Well, the deadline's quite soon, end of this month, so if you want to get in, you better do it soon. Is there a particular characteristic of entrepreneurs that you're looking for? Are you looking for people with a certain flair for particular things? What is it specifically that you're hoping to, what's going to attract you in these entrepreneurs and decide to assist them?
Okay, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I guess you're probably not answering this question, but yeah, an entrepreneur needs to be, you know, that crazy, right? I mean, you need to just have blind belief and perseverance and commitment and courage. I mean, it's often not about your smarts, it's about your heart. You're definitely looking for that. Yeah, so all about conviction and passion. And then I guess a bit less important, but important is just to be techie, right? You know, roll up your sleeves, you know, you love tech, love coding, build applications, you know, people who will be chosen are probably people who are coding already, building little apps, little pieces of code, doing a hackathon here and there, right? It's the good old Mark Zuckerberg profile.
And you're confident there are sufficient numbers of these sorts of entrepreneurs in South Africa to meet the target of 20 people to participate in this program?
So definitely. So, I mean, a couple of points on this. So, I mean, being an entrepreneur is incredibly difficult. The failure rate's very high. And if you look at all the stats, I mean, you see like 0.1% of the population can and should be successful entrepreneurs. So absolutely, they're needles in the haystack. But having said that, South Africa, you know, it's a phenomenal country that's very entrepreneurial, right? I mean, because of our sort of just history and states. I mean, people need to just be resourceful and versatile and build stuff. For our data science program, we got 12,000 applications. We're getting a lot of applications, yeah. So I suspect we're going to get a lot of applications in the thousands, and picking 20 is going to be quite easy. I mean, there's some phenomenal talents in the country. We've seen it on our data science academy, our software academy, and we've seen it in the CVs that are coming through.
Before I let you go, Sean, just tell me a bit about, perhaps provide some more detail about what exactly the program entails. If I'm selected to participate, what should I expect?
So you know, it's incredibly intense, is the first point. You know, you come in on whatever the day is, 21 January, and it's a job, right? You get there 8 a.m., there's 20 people in a room, there'll be a I wouldn't call it a lecturer, but certainly a teacher, mentor who's going to be there 24/7. And and I guess it's all about learning, trialing, testing. You know, it's just very, very iterative, scrum-based, sprint-based process where every week there's deliverables to be presented to the mentor and then you iterate. I touched on it earlier, but you learn about, you know, business planning, business canvas, strategy, being creative, 10X, exponential organizations. You learn a lot of the sort of current sort of Silicon Valley thinking about building tech businesses. And there's a lot of, you know, learning data science, the data science toolkit, the software toolkit. There's a month on blockchain, which is obviously a big fintech component. Very intense process, learning the commercial side, the tech side. And then for 6 months, you're in your team of four, 24/7, just trying to get something over the line.
And do the participants, the selected participants, get to work with each other, or is it more one-on-one?
So building a business is a team sport. I'd say 70% of it will be teamwork. And then the last 6 months where you're building your business, you're in teams of four, right? So you know, if you're not a team player, you shouldn't apply, and B, you're not going to do very well.
And the tutors that you've got involved, I mean, who are these people?
So we've actually got a growing faculty. We've probably got 20 to 25 scientists in the academy teaching the data science and software. So a lot of them will do the data science and software and blockchain for when it gets to that point. I mean, I'll be quite involved in the upfront part. We've got a couple of people in our group who are fintech entrepreneurs who will be involved. And then in the last 6 months, there'll be five teams of four. We will dedicate an industry sort of mentor to them. So somebody from industry who's, you know, 45 plus, been successful, and is going to spend a day a week with the team. The combination of our scientists teaching the stuff with our senior partners teaching the stuff, plus some industry mentors. I mean, it's a a really phenomenal program. And if I was, you know, in my 20s, I would jump at this opportunity.
Yeah. I was going to ask, is there a particular reason that you're limiting the applications to those under the age of 35?
I guess that's the sort of magic number in South Africa that defines, you know, youth. So if you're over 35, you're no longer young.
You're making me feel bad here, Sean.
So to be a bit ambitious and forward-looking, I mean, this is our first implementation of the 10X program. We certainly hope to scale this to more than 20 candidates with other partners, and then also to maybe offer different versions of it to executives, to companies. You know, so I don't think it'll be limited to under 35s forever, right? Mm-hmm. There's definitely scope for corporates to have small teams in a different location, building out new businesses.
And is the plan to do this annually then?
Absolutely.
And what about other fields? I mean, I know this one is focused on fintech specifically. Are you interested in potentially launching similar programs for other areas of the technology industry?
Definitely. So the core part of the program remains the same, you know, data science, software, sort of the core building blocks of this, and then how to build a sort of tech business is also the same. So it's quite transferable, a syllabus, and absolutely in different partners, we might do a biotech program. Absolutely, this will scale into other industries.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Sean Dipnell is co-founder of Explore Data Science Academy. Thank you so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Cool. Pleasure.